When Remington Arms announced that it was going to build a new manufacturing and development facility in Huntsville, Alabama, people in central New York's Mohawk Valley became concerned their jobs were on the line. As WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports, none of the plant's 1,300 employees are losing their jobs, but lawmakers say more can be done to support the firearm manufacturer's operation in the town of Ilion.
New York's passage of the controversial SAFE Act has been cited as one reason for Remington's expansion in the South. Utica Area 21st Congressional District Representative Richard Hanna is quick to point out that the state's economic atmosphere is also to blame.
New York State in and of itself is one of the most difficult places to do business. New York has lost more wealth than any other state in the last 10 years, over $50 billion. I mean, we have the highest state, we have the highest income taxes, local property taxes. We have right here in Oneida County, we have some of the highest sales taxes, just an endless list.
That's not to say the New York SAFE Act hasn't also played a role. In the 13 months since its passage, two firearms companies, American Tactical Imports and Carr Arms, have moved their operations out of New York, claiming the law created uncertainty for their businesses. State Senator James Seward says Remington has assured him that no jobs will be leaving the state, and says there were similar rumblings in the mid-1990s.
About 20 years ago, the company announced a new production facility in Kentucky. And at that time, there were all these concerns about, we're going to lose our Ilion plant to the state of Kentucky. And even though the Kentucky facility remains, we have actually grown in jobs and in production in Ilion since that time.
Recently, the Mohawk Valley plant received a $20 million upgrade to its facilities, and in December was awarded a nearly $50 million contract to produce rifles for the armed forces of the Philippines. In Ilion, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.